Bez Hashem, continue with Dirshu Mishnah Berurah and Simin Aleph Sif Beis. Today is Shushan Purim Katan, Tes of Adar Aleph Tashin Pei Beis, February 16th, 2022. The Mechaber says we'll be discussing here in Sif Beis and Gimel about the Churim Beis Hamikdash. And as an introduction, we are not learning the laws of Tisha B'Av, but rather we're learning the laws of daily living. And the understanding is that every single day of our lives, we have to realize and live with the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash. When we could do that every single day, when we come to a Tisha B'Av, you know what's going to happen? We're going to be crying on the floor. But if we only think about it one day a year, we're going to be crying that we have to sit on the floor. Not that we are sitting on the floor because there's no Beis HaMikdash. And that's what Beis and Gim will be talking about. Beis talks about the davening to Hashem. Hamashkim lischani lefnei bayroi, one who gets up to supplicate in front of his Creator. Yechavim lashoyis shemishtanois hamishmoris. When should a person get up to supplicate to his Creator, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the fact that there is no Beis HaMikdash of the Churim Beis HaMikdash? So he says, when should a person do this? There are three time periods. Shein b'shlish halayla, ulusay shnei shlishi halayla, ulusay halayla. Shatfila shispalo bo'is and hashois, ala churban v'ala golos ritsuya. There are three time periods based on the Gemara in Brachos Daf Gimel that a person should focus on the tefillas of supplicating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is Sif Beis. There is no Mishnah Berurah on Sif Beis. Okay? Based on the Gemara in Brachos of the night is divided into three sections. We now continue on to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says as follows. Roy l'chol yirei shemayim shehei meitzah v'doeg al churban beis hamikdash. It's appropriate for every God-fearing Jew that he should be pained and worried because of the fact that there is a churban beis hamikdash. The beis hamikdash is destroyed. They say of the story, there was a tour guide that was giving a tour to Ethiopians. And he was facing a certain direction. When he turns around, he sees they're sitting on the ground. And he asked them, what are you sitting on the ground for? So they said, they just came over from Ethiopia. They came to Yerushalayim. They had no idea the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They had no idea. So what was their response? Not because the Sefer says, now you sit on the ground. Emotionally, they fell to the ground. They were sitting on the ground. They were mourning. And this is not something we have to be doing every single day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tes, number 9 in the Mishnah Berurah, in the English in the body. Roy L'chol, Yirei Shemayim. Now, I just want to point out, he says Yirei Shemayim. Earlier in Sif Aleph, he told us about the importance of being a God-fearing Jew. He spoke about that, right? Now he's saying, this that you are a God-fearing Jew, you should be focusing on this as well. The Mekubalim discuss the importance of getting up late at night, Abay Chatzois, midnight, to daven to Hashem and supplicate in front of Him because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and you daven to Hashem to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. Now I want to point out that even though we don't do this, the average person today, we have to know what's really out there. We have to know what's a level to strive for. So even though we're not going to do it, you have to know how to reach this for the stars. Look, Nitvas Residur Meseda Hanhoga Pi Kisri Arizal, and it's already written down, and you're right, the Kisri Arizal. They have a whole Seder, a whole order of what to do at different times of the night. Chatzois means half. So it doesn't change. It's always, whether it's a long summer night or a short winter night, or a long winter night or a short summer night, it's always 12 hours after half a day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the correct time, the best time to daven to Hashem because of the churban beis hamikdash that we want to build beis hamikdash come on to come back is a little before chatzos, and after chatzos he says yasek b'tayra, you should learn Torah. Over soif halayla yivakish tzrachav, and at the end of the night you're yivakish tzrachav, which means you have your personal requests. V'yesh oimru oz shemin labayker, and some say this tefilas shemin labayker. Now I want to just put this in proper perspective of understanding and relating to reality. What does that mean? You go to sleep late at night, you wake up the chatzos. What this means is as follows. Move a little that way. Thank you. Now, what they mean, it means is like this. That means that they used to go to sleep when the sun sets. So if you think about it, in the winter time, if you're going to sleep 6 o'clock, that's already late. To get, because sunset is when? Right now, last night. 5:40. Okay, so let's go. Let's say 6:30. Okay? 6:30 is already very dark out.
Yeah.
Very dark out. So if you're going to sleep 6:30, to wake up at 12 o'clock is not the hardest thing in the world. Right? It's not the end of the world. Now, we're going to see the next few lines that he's going to say that some opinions explain that in the summer time, when you go to sleep when? Much later. You go to sleep 9:30 if you're going to sleep when, right? To wake up at 12, well, that's not so practical. And that's why he says, some opinions will say that during the summertime, that's not when you get up to say Tikkun Chatzos, because when are you going to sleep? Now others will say you get up and do it all the time. Okay. So you make me say it earlier when the day starts, when you, right? And when you wake up earlier.
But then the question is, why is it that Tikkun Chatzos is not?
If it's close to sunrise, Yoimar Hamizmayrim. Levad, just say the different mizmayrim, Tehillim, V'yedalik, Akinois, and skip the supplications, lamentations. V'achakach yoyim ha-shoymim le-boyke. Fine. Now listen to this. Very important. V'achar ha-tikun, after tikun chatzos, what should a person involve himself with? What should he do? Shir mishnayis koyim l'chol davar, like we said yesterday. Learn mishnayis. And that's why I said yesterday as well, that in organizing the Seder of first Seder B'tz Medrash, he says, Shir Mishnayis, L'chol Kol Nekol. That's why we start with the morning, with Mishnayis. And now, the Chavetz Chaim says in a different sefer of his called the Kuti Amorim, that every single Jewish man has an obligation to learn all of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, all of Shas Mishnayis. And this, he says, will be one of the questions that will be asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we learn all of Shas Mishnayis, according to our capability, according to our understanding. Now Hashem knows our capability because Hashem created us. But we have to make sure we make the effort, says the Chafetz Chaim, in the Sefer Likutei Amorim Perikei, to make sure we learn all the Shas Mishnayos. V'imazacha, he says back inside further, V'imazacha l'chochmas ha'emes, Eisahi mesugelas moed. If a person is able to learn Kabbalah, that's the appropriate time to learn Kabbalah. Ha'achreinim kiblu, Mishichvi at kumi, hainu mishvus, sho'im mishichvi, atishabav sho'im kumi, ein tzarech lokum b'layla. The Mefarshim explained that from the time period of Shavuos until Tisha B'Av, you don't have to get up at night to recite Tikkun Chatzos. And the word Shichvi is based on the pasuk in Megillas Rus, which we lay on Shavuos, where it says, Shichvi ad habayker, lie, stay with me until the morning. And Kumi is based on the pasuk in Eicha, which says, Kumi reini balayla. So that's why it's a code that from the time of Shichvi to Kumi, which means Shavuos until Tisha B'Av, which we explain is very late. It's very late in the night. You don't have to get up. Ein tzarech lakum b'layla. V'yesham li tu b'av ad tu b'iyar yakum. And some explain from the 15th of Av until the 15th of Iyar, one should get up to say Tikkun Chatzos. V'hanoig malpi Kabbalah, and those who follow the approach of Kabbalah, seivin shetzarech lakum tamid. They say, every single day of the year, you get up to say Tikkun Chatzos. Not discussing, of course, Shabbos and Yontif. Now, he says, Chaburushin is Chabur Yachid, Lomi Tikkun Chatzos, Betzibur, Ein Lemonim, a group of people that want to say Tikkun Chatzos together, you should not tell them no, but Adarab, just the opposite, Barovam Hajjaz Melech, when you have a group of people doing it together, that's even better. V'toiv, Yoyzu, Shiyemu, Esa Tikkun, Bebeis, HaKnesses, better to say the Tikkun in Shul, Mishemru becheder hasamuchlay, as opposed to saying it in the side room next to the shul. Why? The basak nesses kaddish tvei, because the shul has even more kedusha. The shul has even more kedusha. V'gam shiyu me'asar rishonim, you should also try to be the first 10. V'tzarech beyichud liyizor mo'oid mo'oid. Listen to this. Misicha schulim b'nei ayrim b'layla. Person has to be very careful. Now I want to tell you something. We're now in the beginning, third page of the Mishnah Berurah here. Keep track. How many times does the Chafetz Chaim and the Mishnah write the words Tzarech lizor mo'oid mo'oid? Have to be very, very careful not to waste your time with idle chatter at night. And he explains here in the Dirshu, one of the reasons is because what was night created for? So the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch passes later on, what? Exactly. Lo ivra layla elo lagirsa. The nighttime was created for one purpose. Obviously, you have to go to sleep because that's we're human beings. But the purpose of night is for learning Torah. The reality is, people work by day and learn by night. You work to make a living, to put food on your table, but you do this because the goal is to learn. Now, Baruch Hashem, everybody here right now obviously have the opportunity to also come to learn by day. But he says, don't waste the nights, sicha schulin, and idle chatter and nonsense, because the nighttime was created for learning Torah. This is also very important. A person who cannot get up too early, because his nature is on the weaker side. He knows himself. If he gets up too early, he falls even davening. It's better for him to sleep a proper sleep. And what's he teaching us and telling us over here? Don't get up too early if you're going to affect your service of Hashem later on. You're going to lose out what you gain by getting up early. You're going to lose out later on because then you can't concentrate. You can't focus. At the very least, make sure you get up an hour, at least a half an hour before time to go to shul. This way you can clean out your body, make sure to daven properly with a minyan. Then we said in Sif Katan Yud, we're talking about the person should be meitzer al ha-churban. Rav Avigdor Milozatzal would say, two things I'll share with you what he says. The second one first. What's the second one on this piece? That a person should sit on the ground without anybody seeing him. And for a few seconds of the day, sit on the ground. And you know you're sitting on the ground because there's a churban Beis HaMikdash. And you're connecting to the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash. That means today. What's today? Today is Shushan Purim, Katan. For 10 seconds, go sit on the ground, and if somebody comes into the room, don't tell them what you're doing. That's what he would tell people. Don't tell them what you're doing. And someone says, tell them you're looking for a contact lens. Whatever you want to tell them. Don't lie. So tell you, say, you're getting up, whatever it is. Don't wear glasses if you're looking for a contact lens. That's not going to work, right? That's one thing Rav Miller would say. Another thing Rav Miller would say, I had a friend of mine who answered Rav Avigdor Miller. My friend, he told me this story. He says he's not understanding the shir. He goes to yeshiva, he's not understanding the shir. Rav Miller told him, get 8 hours of sleep and then come back to me after you get 8 hours of sleep and tell me if you still don't understand the shir. My friend said he never went back on that discussion. Why? Because he never got 8 hours of sleep. Okay? So there's a Yetzer Hara that says, sleep less. It's not a Yetzer Tov sometimes. Even if he's doing Avodas Hashem, sleep less, but then he can't concentrate well. And we're falling asleep the wrong times. He wasn't concentrating by the Rebbe Shir. So where did Ramil tell him? Sleep more. Your brain will function better and you'll accomplish more. Okay. Churban Beis HaMikdash Sif Kanyal Kostar Shalosh Shebechol Su'udo Yoymer Al Nahor Is Bavel V'Shabbos V'chein V'yamim She'ein Arim Tavahem Tachanon Yoymer Shir Hamalos V'Shuv Hashem. So we know on Shabbos we say Shir Hamalos, on Yontif we say Shir Hamalos, by Yechasna, by Simchas we say Shir Hamalos. When the rest of the year, if you look at your bench, you'll notice it says Al Nahar Is Bavel, and that's what he says we should be saying, also connecting to the Churban Beis HaMikdash a whole year round. And once again, a person connects to the Churban Beis HaMikdash a whole year round, he'll be able to relate to a Tisha B'Av, not just the ninth of Av, oh, it's always the summertime. It ruins my vacation time. Ah, da, 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 da. I can't go swimming now. Whatever. That's not the attitude. The attitude is, unfortunately, there's no Beis Hamikdash here. And it says the last thing, the main thing is to understand what you're saying, and Hashem wants you to have kavan and concentration what you're doing. And this is a nice segue to Sif Dalet, where he tells us in Sif Dalet, as an overview first, that it's better to say less with more concentration than to say more with less concentration. And he says as follows, it's based on the Gemara and Chulin. You're going to see from the Torah. Toiv me'at tachnonim bekavana miharbis b'loy kavana. It's better to say less supplications with concentration miharbis as opposed to more, and the person's mind is flying around someone else. Says the Mishmur Sif Katan Yud Beis b'loy kavana. Avo im hamarba kivin gamkin. But if you could say a lot with concentration, obviously, Hamar B'Tov Yoyser, we're number 12 in the bottom in the English, and if you can have kavana or concentration to say a lot, that's even better. And the person who's saying less, something's out of his control because he has to leave earlier, whatever it might be, he can't say it longer. Or he evaluates in himself that if he has longer davening, he won't be able to concentrate. And what he's referring to is that some people, if they say it longer, they will call it drag it out, they won't be able to focus. They say over the story with I think it's either the Ragachov or Chaim Brisker, whose brains were lightning fast, like lightning bolts. And they would ask them, they said, before the Rav finishes Shmona Esrei and takes it three steps back, can he wait a little? Because the chazan starts right away as soon as the Rav is finished. But the tzibur, they're not ready. They can't think so fast. So his response was, "Oh, I should wait longer." He was already waiting. He thought he waited a few more seconds after he finished. He took it three steps back. Oh, no problem. I'm sorry. I'll wait longer. Right now, that's what he's saying here. Sometimes a person needs to go slower, and then you can concentrate. Sometimes a person goes too slow, his mind starts wandering. Each person according to who he is. That's how it has to work. That's how Hashem made us. Then in that case, say less, and then say, oh, Reb Tzemach, can you pick up the screen and drop? Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. So a person who's saying less, but he's saying with kavana, is viewed in front of Hashem. He's doing as best as he can. Is viewed in front of Hashem like a person who's saying a lot with kavana. Also, on this we learn where the person does a lot. Whether a person does a little, the main goal is to have kavana and focus that I'm doing this l'shem shemayim. For Hashem. I'm doing this for Hashem. V'chein inyan Talmud Torah, ha'inyan kein. So too in regards to learning Torah, the same as well. Ki ha'kol toli l'fnei Hashem yisbarach. Everything in front of Hashem, im oysa kol v'shem b'koich l'asos. Hashem wants to know one thing. What's the one thing Hashem wants to know? Are you putting in as much effort as you can? Am I giving it my all? That's what Hashem wants to know. Am I putting in 110%? That's what Hashem wants to know. And if you are, great. You learn one block Gemara, or you learn 10 block Gemara. I think I told you when I was in Lakewood a few months ago, I met a friend of mine from Yeshiva. I asked him, what are you learning these days? So he didn't want to tell me at first. And I'll tell you why, you'll see afterwards. He was trying to be humble about it and to hide what he was doing. So he said, I'm not learning with the yeshiva. Now yeshivas usually learn slower. I said, oh, you're learning a little faster. So as we're waiting in line to say good Shabbos to the Rav, basically it came out from him. I felt something was going. You ready for this? He learned seven blot a day. He's a few years younger than me. 7 blad a day. I'm thinking, what am I doing with my life? This man's learning 7 blad a day. He said, he spoke to Rechaim Kinyevsky. He's learning 7 blad a day. And that was one Seder. Like one, like the first Seder in the morning. Wow. Okay, fine. Now, if you can learn 5 lines in 3 hours also, and that's all your koiches you put into it, when you get up to Shemayim, Hashem says, you're even Stephen up here. Even Stephen, all the same. Because I gave everybody the koiches. Mishu Baal Tayyar of Yeshulayv Lahavin Lilmoy, the person who's Baal Tayyar, he has ability to learn better. Yochel Noyim Eloymar, Harbi Techinois, Vakoshus, and Nitvozes Vesidurim. Better not to say all of the filois, we'll call the extra tefillos. Doesn't mean to skip Sukkah to Zimra. The things a little after davening or before davening. Better to learn Torah as opposed to say all of these other, I'll call it extra credit, supplications. You hear this now also? Person has to make sure to learn Musar every single day, which is also what we Baruch Hashem do here. Every single day, the Chazon Ish says, you don't learn Musar, you're like you're stuck in the mud. You know what happens when you go in the mud and you start walking around the house? You track the mud everywhere, and the person doesn't even realize he's doing this. Take a look at the last line on the page, right over here. Last line on the page, over here on the bottom. The Shaar Tzion says, Shekasa Shu Yoisechiyim Halibin Mishnayis. He brings it from the Chayyadam and the Birki Yosef, that even though we said earlier above the importance of learning Mishnayis every single day, Musar is even more important. Why? Why is Musar even more important? Because the person learns Musar, and he's going to learn. That's what they asked the Rasul, Rasul Salanter. The person says, Rebbe, I only have 5 minutes to learn today. Only 5 minutes a day. What should I learn? Gemara is the most important. Chumash, Navi, Halach, I have to know Halach. Says Rabbi Sol Salanter, you learn 5 minutes a day, learn Musar. Because if you learn Musar for 5 minutes a day, you realize you have more time to learn. You're going to make sure you have more time to learn. And that's what the Mishmur is bringing down here in the Shaar Tzion on the bottom of the page. Ki ha-goldu mechever yitzah gol ha-himenu, v'tavon yitzahara hu toichachas ma'mari chazal. Because a person who's even has a bigger Yitzhahara, so he has to follow suit with making sure that he, thank you for coming, that he learns the Musar to combat the Yitzhahara. Let's now continue with the Mechaber here in Sif Hay on the top of the page. The Mechaber says, Toiv Loimar, it's appropriate to say, Parshas HaKedah, or Parshas HaMon, that's not Haman, by the way, it's Haman, okay? Okay. Or Vaseres Adibra, it's a parashas Oila, or Mincha, Ushlamim, Vechatas, Vashem. Now, it's appropriate to say all of these things. Now, just remember, he also said a minute ago that if you are a what? A Baal Ben Taira, and you're able to learn, then a lot of what we just said, we'll call it extra credit. Now, it's very important, and we're going to explain in the Mishnah why you should be saying this and what they represent. But if a person can be learning more Mishnayos, or learning the Kuzari, whatever he might be, right? I said to you, right? Okay? Whatever it might be, so then he should be doing that. Haga v'dafka b'yachid mutu loymar aseres adibros v'chol yayim aval aser l'omram v'tzibor. Now, in regards to the aseres adibros, it's based on the Gemara, they wanted to incorporate to say aseres adibros every single day. That should be part of the official davening. So the Ramah is commenting, it's only an individual could say it privately. That's Aseres HaDibros. But you cannot say it b'tzibur, publicly. And the concern was that people will say, that is the Torah and nothing else. That's what people might have said. Therefore, it can be said privately, but not by everybody. Says the Mishmur Sefkot in Yud-Gimel, Parshas HaKedah, Koidim Parshas HaKarbonis, used to say the Parshas HaKedah, meaning HaKedah Sitzchot, right? Before the Karbonis. V'yachol Loimar, Parshas Akedah, Parshas Haman, Afil B'Shabbos. You can say Parshas Akedah and Parshas Haman even on the Shabbos. Now, Parshas Haman talks about Parnasa. So one might think you can't say Parshas Haman on Shabbos. That he says, no, you can. V'ein dai b'amiro. Now, this is very important. It's not just to say the words. Ela yishiz b'ayin mashu o'im aviyakin nifloys Hashem. You should contemplate and understand what you're saying and recognize the wonders of Hashem. This is what it says in the Gemara. Kol oimer tihilu l'dovish sholish parim mechol yoyim muftach loy shehu ben oylam haba. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Dalam and Beis says, whoever says Ashrei three times a day, tihilu l'dovish is Ashrei. You say Ashrei three times a day is a haftach, is a promise. You're going to go to oylam haba. That's great. So I'll say Ashrei three times a day. I'm going to oylam haba. That's not how it works. That's not the pshat. There's no easy pass. You know, this generation, you just go through the 55 miles an hour easy pass, and you're good to go. No more waiting on the line in the toll booth, right? There's no easy pass to Olam Haba. Ah, it sounds like an easy pass. No, so says the Mishmur. What that means is, you have to, mizbaining, listen what the words say, and if you listen to the words of Ashi, what they say, and you incorporate what the words mean into your life, it's telling you, the words of Ashrei, David HaMelech is telling us, how to live your life as a Jew. Once you do that, you incorporate how to live your life as a Jew, that's why it's a haftacha. If three times a day you're reminding yourself, Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha, which base, bias? Fortune is the one who sits in his house. Which house? The house of Hashem, in the Beis Medrash. What does he do there? He learns Torah. So of course, that's why it's Ben Olam Haba. Right? Okay. So too over here, it's not just saying the words, it's understanding what you're saying. The Tamla Mira called Zed, the reason for all this, Ki Parshas Akedah, now he's explaining why the Mechaber says that we should say all of these different things, Parshas Akedah, etc. Ki Dei Lizkor Zechus Oves B'chol Yom, that we want to arouse the merits of the Oves HaKadoshim every single day. V'gam Kidei L'Hachnia Yitzray, also to humble our Yitzahara, Shomasa Yitzhak Narshay, that what did Yitzchak Avinu do? He gave over his life to serve Hashem. Literally, to give our life. So we should do the same. Don't run after our own tigers and desires. You know, sometimes you find a little kid. You know, I know somebody that literally got his hand stuck in the cookie jar. A little boy. He got his hand caught, stuck, got caught red-handed. He couldn't get it out. I think they had to break the cookie jar. Okay? Sometimes people have very big sweet tooth. And they push it, you know, little children, you know? Right? And so we look at them like, oh, you can't control yourself. We have to look ourselves in the mirror. Yitzchak Avinu said, I'm going to give all of my physical pleasures over to serve Hashem. That's what we say, Parshas Akedah, to do the same, to emphasize the same to ourselves, to serve Hashem the proper way. Parshas Haman, Kedei Shiyamin, Shekom, Zunayisov, Boim, Bashgocha, Protis. Why do we say Parshas Haman? To emphasize to ourselves, to inculcate this reality that all of Parnassah comes from Hashem. When it came to the man, no one took more, no one took less. To come to show that if you work harder and longer hours and you're not going to learn Torah, you're not going to make more money. You might think you make more money because you get a bigger check at the end of the week or month, and then the person has bigger expenses. These of Yerushalmi brachas call any parshas Haman muftach loy shaloy yismat mezonesav. Yerushalmi says, whoever says parshas Haman, he will not have a problem with his mezonesav, with his food, with his parnasa. Vaser said dibros. Why would they say Vaser said dibros? Kedesh yitzkor b'chol yoyim ma'amar ha'sinai. To remember ma'amar ha'sinai, v'yischazik emunosoi b'Hashem, and to strengthen our belief in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Parshas Akarbonos. Why would he say that? Damrinam b'mnochay zoyis toyes achatos kol oisik b'toyes chatos kilu hikrav chatos. Whoever is involved and recites the Parshas Chatos, the Karbonos, it's as if he brought the Karbonos. Now, it's important to note, and the Chavetz Chaim points us out in other Svarim of his, that when, and the Olam Mefarshim do basically, that it's not just to read the words of the Karbonos, but it's to understand what the Karbonos mean. When you understand what the Karbonos mean, and you bring the and then you recite the Karbonos, then it's as if you mamish brought the Karbonos. Let's just conclude the page with 2.5 more lines. Ushlam of Wadin Parshas Toida, so to say Parshas Toida, the gam he bechlal shlam is also part of shlam, but acha oilo ushlam betoida, yoimer parshas nesachim, then you say parshas nesachim. He ain't zevach below nesachim because you don't have a carbon without the libations. Avochatas of Oshem ain't tall nesachim, but the chatas, karmen chatas, and the karmen Oshem do not require nesachim. The person knows that he did an avera, that he had to bring a karma chatas for. Yoimer parshas chatas. Quite in first day parshas chatas. And divishah paisim like mashukein. However, other paisim don't say like this. And just to recap what we've learned over here, and discuss the importance of supplicating to Hashem, Al Chorban Beis Hamikdash, and the Golus and the Tzaros. And then we discuss the time period that one should be doing this, be Meitzer, and the concern for the Beis Hamikdash that's destroyed. And then we mentioned the importance of learning Mishnayos, as well as learning Musar. And we also mentioned the importance of sleeping properly, so we should have strength not to fall asleep during the working hours of davening and learning to serve Hashem. He says getting up too early and your lack of sleep is going to affect your service of Hashem. You're losing out more than you're gaining. Then we spoke about whether you have less, you say less, but with more kavana is better than saying a lot with less kavana. And then we ended off with the importance of saying the Parshas Akeidah, the Parshas Haman, and we explained the reasons behind all of them. And Mr. Shem, we continue next year with Sif Vav. Actually, we have Sif Kadin Tes Vav Zayin next tomorrow to finish off Sif Hei. We'll stop here.